Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Home sales were strong last month. Minnesota Realtors President Patty Jo Fitzpatrick says affordability is still a concern.
Interest rates, people are kind of getting used to where we are with interest rates. It's the payment that they're more concerned with. And, you know, just insurance costs have gone up so much. So it's still tough for first-time buyers to get into the market.
The statewide median home price rose 4.2% to a record high of $370,000. Minnesota State Senator Nicole Mitchell will resign her seat in the legislature.
She has kept her word to the people of Minnesota, and I think that's something that's important.
Dane DeCray is one of the Democrats' attorneys. DeCray said Mitchell resigned from the legislature by August 4th at 5 p.m.
There is a very good chance she is headed to jail. Minnesota law says that this conviction, it is presumed that you almost certainly must spend at least 6 months in jail, which in Minnesota is 4 months. You do two-thirds of your sentence automatically. There's no debate about that. There are some possible Hail Mary arguments that we can make.
Mitchell was found guilty of burglary and possession of burglary tools for a break-in at the Detroit Lakes home of her stepmother in April of last year. Mitchell testified that she was concerned with her stepmother's well-being and went into the house to collect belongings of her late father. The Iowa Wild will play its first outdoor game in team history as part of Hockey Day Minnesota 2026 in Hastings. The Minnesota Wild's AHL affiliate will host the Milwaukee Admirals at the United Heroes League Complex on January 23rd. Hockey Day Minnesota will then resume the next day with high school games. Minnesota beekeepers and experts are trying to find ways to combat a historic die-off in the bee population. U of M Apiculture Extension Program Coordinator Rebecca Masterman says a virus-carrying mite is one of the main culprits behind the problem.
There are more than one now treatments to try to mitigate the mite populations, and there are a number of other treatments in the pipeline that we're hoping will help so that the beekeepers have another tool.
Masterman says Minnesotans can help by growing more native plants and getting more flowers on the ground. This is MNN. A lucky Powerball lottery player from Minnesota is taking home a big consolation prize. A ticket purchased in Minneapolis matched four of the six drawn numbers, and the ticket included the power play option. That means the player wins $150,000. No jackpot winner in the last drawing, so that means tonight's Powerball drawing is worth $308 million. Minnesotans could take action to help combat a historic die-off of honeybees in the state. U of M Apiculture Extension Program Coordinator Rebecca Masterman.
The one thing that everybody can do to help is figure out how to get more flowers on the ground for not just our bees, but all the pollinators out there. It is important for the public to understand how important it is that they support honey as a commodity.
In 1988, Minnesota produced over 20 million pounds of honey, but last year they produced less than 7 million. And the Twins travel to L.A. tonight to take on the Dodgers. David Festa starts for Minnesota, while Shohei Ohtani is expected to take the mound for L.A. The Twins are currently third in the AL Central.